possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We didn't talk a lot about the Gutfeld appearance on Jimmy Fallon last week. You and I talked about it a little bit off air, Ryan. But the one comment I did make, first and foremost, before I get to my thoughts on it, the fact that Jimmy Fallon had Greg Gutfeld on his show is still kind of wild to me.
It's a huge step, and it's deliberate, sending a message.
But I mean, it's even in they're not on at the same time. Gutfeld is an hour earlier than...
He's 9.
Our time.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon is 10:35. It's like basically after the 10 o'clock news. So it's not a direct competitor, right?
No,
Can you cue this up from the beginning so we can hear what she says? So to have Greg Gutfeld on is... It's not like you're promoting your direct competitor, but it still kind of is. So I'm not 100% sure that I understand why The Tonight Show did that. Because some people will say, like, you could not. Greg Gutfeld's the biggest thing in late night TV. But he is an hour earlier.
I really think he's trying to take share from Gutfeld. Not necessarily directly, like you're saying, because they're not on at the same time.
But a handoff.
But he's trying to say, look, if you're watching Gutfeld, come to me next.
You will feel safe being
yes,
here.
Yes, you're not going to be ostracized here.
That's a culture shift.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bold move. And, like, do you want Jimmy Fallon to not make fun of Donald Trump?
No, I don't care.
I want him to make really great jokes about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I want to hear him do Donald Trump jokes that are really funny. I am... super capable of listening to Jimmy Fallon pick apart funny things about Donald Trump. There are so many funny things about Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows that. He's created a character. Totally okay with that. But I also want to see the antithesis of that. And I'm trying to think right now who is the opposition to Donald Trump? I don't think he has a political rival. The Chuck Schumers of the world, nobody gives a crap about Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer doesn't speak for anyone. Nancy Pelosi, every time I see her, I'm like, she is really showing her age. She's not as quick and smart as she used to be in presentation. She might still have a firm grip on the party. But like, who is the opposition to Donald Trump? And I can't help but think that the only true opposition he has, the people keeping the antithesis of Donald Trump alive, are the people like the Kimmels of the world, the Colberts of the world, that seek and serve to exist for the sake of those people who eat, sleep, and breathe Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are Jimmy Fallon's competition.
Yep.
It's almost like a like a three-way trade where you have Jimmy Fallon essentially platforming Greg Gutfeld, as you said, as a wink and a nod to the people who are tuning in to Greg Gutfeld. Here, I'm going to, while we're talking here, and we're going to get to Muriel Bowser here in just a second, the Washington, D.C. mayor is commenting on President Trump's announcement from earlier this morning. Real quick, Ryan, I want you to pull up Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show's YouTube page, and compare the views on YouTube of the Greg Gutfeld interview with other guests that he's had here recently. Okay. I was doing that this weekend, and it's pretty wild. Let's hear a real quick cut to Muriel Bowser. She is the Washington, D.C. mayor. She is commenting right now after
a short statement, and then we'll be able to take a few questions. So let me start by saying this. Washington, D.C. is a beautiful city, magnificent city. We're home to 700,000 Washingtonians. We welcome millions of visitors every year from around our nation and around the world. We have the nation's premier park system, fantastic public schools, including a free and robust pre-K program starting at age 3. We have a tremendous public transportation system, and we have hardworking people here who are raising families, starting businesses, and hiring workers. So it's very important to me that for all who live here and visit here, just know how beautiful our city is and how proud we are of all that we've accomplished here. We're unique in other ways as well. Though we pay taxes, in fact, we pay more than most states per capita. We're not a state. We don't control the D.C. National Guard. We don't have senators or full autonomy. Limited home rule gives the federal government the ability to intrude on our autonomy in many ways. I've said before, and I'll repeat, that I believe that the president's view of D.C. is shaped by his COVID-era experience during his first term. And it is true that those were more challenging times related to some issues. It is also true that we experienced a crime spike post-COVID. But we work quickly to put laws in place and tactics that got violent offenders off our streets and gave our police officers more tools, which is why we have seen a huge decrease in crime because of those efforts. We have been able to reverse that 2023 crime spike. This year, crime isn't just down from 2023. It's also down from 2019, before the pandemic, and we're at a 30-year violent crime low. We're not satisfied. We haven't taken our foot off the gas, and we continue to look for ways to make our city safer. We know, however, as most have heard from the president's press conference, that he has prerogatives in D.C. unlike anywhere else in the country, including his authority given by our Home Rule Charter to require the mayor, to require me, to supply services of the Metropolitan Police Department. And he also has control and the ability to deploy the National Guard. But let me be clear, as our Home Rule Charter is also clear, and the president's executive order restates. Chief Pamela Smith is the chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, and its 3,100 members work under her direction. The Home Rule Charter requires the mayor to provide the services of MPD during special conditions of an emergency, and we will follow the law. Though there's a question about the subjectivity of that declaration. In fact, the chief has already provided a high-level liaison and point of contact with the federal government and made those initial contacts. The executive order is also clear that the president has delegated his authority to make requests of us to Attorney General Pam Bondi. I have reached out to Attorney General Bondi and hope to schedule a meeting soon. My message to residents is this. We know that access to our democracy is tenuous. That is why you have heard me and many, many Washingtonians before me advocate for full statehood for the District of Columbia. We are American citizens. Our families go to war. We pay taxes and we uphold the responsibilities of citizenship. And while this action today is unsettling and unprecedented, I can't say that given some of the rhetoric of the past, that we're totally surprised. I can say to DC residents that we will continue to operate our government in a way that makes you proud. We will balance our budgets. We will deploy our services. Our kids are going to start school on August 25th. And we will work with the federal government to do the things that they should do for our city, including making sure that we have the judges that we need, including making sure that all federal parks are supported, not just with law enforcement, but with other clean and safe activities, and including making sure that our economy is supported by rational federal actions as it relates to the federal workforce, federal workers, and federal property in the District of Columbia. So with that, I want to ask Chief Smith to talk.
So there you are listening to Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C., talking about the bottom line here, statehood. Her response to come out here is like, all right, so, you know, we've been working hard on making this a better situation in Washington, D.C., but really, if we were a state, This wouldn't be the case. So again, Donald Trump is the problem. Here's President Trump earlier today regarding the very crime problems that exist in D.C.
The murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth. Much higher. This is much higher. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
President Trump speaking from the White House press briefing room to a room full of reporters and a stage that Kash Patel was there. Pete Hegseth was there. Pam Bondi was there. Will Scharf was there. All the main players right there alongside President Donald Trump taking over control and enforcing law and order in the streets of Washington, D.C. This is really one of those. And for me, it's a wait and see what happens. It's either going to work or it's not. We're going to have actual measurable information about the enforcement of law and order. And in the meantime, it appears as though, based on the remarks from Mayor Bowser there, that the takeaway from the left here is D.C. should be a state and this never would happen. We would never have the ability to let Donald Trump just step in the way he does because we're a district. Time for D.C. to be a state. I guess a smart political play. But if you lose big on the crime numbers here going forward, you're going to look even dumber than you already do.
Yes. This is all on record. So we all can look back at this moment and say, oh, okay, how did it go from there? And I just can't imagine that the crime numbers are going to get worse after this. They're obviously going to get better. It's just a matter of how much.
All right, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. Jimmy Failla is going to join us in about, 13 minutes? Stick around. We got a cool announcement with Jimmy Failla at 2:30. Don't go away. I'm cold and I am shamed.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? I am a whole big heck yes on this poll, and I'm curious about your stories as well. So get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave a vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Also a comment like Steve's comment. June was 224. July was 402. Whew, they're skyrocketing. We've got Jimmy Fallon coming up in 10 minutes from right now. But first, let's get to Ethan.
Hold up. Check it out.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Ethan's Kung Fu News.
That's got to be one of yours.
Yeah, that was one of mine.
Crouching Tiger what?
Hidden Ethan's Kung Fu News.
Doesn't even make sense.
There's a natural flow to this segment, which is I tee it up, Ryan plays the sounder, we all go, what? And then we all go, what did that say? And then we repeat it.
Yep.
Ryan repeats it, and then Ethan repeats it.
Ethan processes what is being said and then tries to do his segment. Keyword, tries.
Take it away.
The Cardinals are winning baseball games again.
Yeah, that's Kung Fu News.
No one expected that.
Hi-ya! Is hi-ya like a racist
Here, I'll just
way
play
to
this.
Sing? No, what?
I was going to play the whip from earlier, even though it didn't make any sense.
I was
here.
Thinking about you this weekend, Ethan. I'm like, Ethan's having a good weekend.
I did have a good weekend. The Cardinals, taking 2 out of 3 against the Chicago Cubs, have now won 4 out of 6, having defeated the Dodgers in 2 out of 3, and now the Cubbies. And
but
now,
are the Dodgers and Cubs even really that good, though?
Yes. Yes, the Dodgers and Cubs are both pretty good teams. So now... The Rockies are coming to town,
and we're going to get swept.
They are not good. They are not good.
Are they still on pace to have the worst record in baseball history?
Mm-hmm. 30 wins up to this point.
30 wins.
What's the lowest ever until this year? Like, what do they have to beat?
The Chicago White Sox in 2024, just last year,
that's right. They have to beat themselves.
That's had right. the worst season in baseball history.
Predict the series.
This series right now?
Against the Rockies.
2 out of 3. The Cardinals take 2 out of 3 is realistic. But, it wouldn't be crazy if the Cardinals continue to play good baseball if they were to sweep the Rockies. And all of a sudden, then you're looking at 7 out of 9. Here's why I bring this up. Because a lot of people are there, oh, Cardinals, I'm over the Cardinals right now.
These are the same communists that we have. Our commies are
we
also
should
like...
We spread the wealth out. The means of production should not belong to everybody.
Yeah, everybody should have the same amount of wins.
I'm tired of the Cardinals. Why do we have competition at all?
Oh, I don't even know.
You guys make this really hard sometimes. The White Sox won 41 games last year, by the way. 41 games last year. The White Sox won
41 games. How many did they lose?
41 games is better than nothing.
Could be better.
The Cardinals are currently 3.5 games out of the wild card spot. The New York Mets, who they are chasing, have lost 7 in a row and I believe 12 out of 13. They are scuffling. Ryan Helsley is responsible for a couple of those losses, LOL.
Yeah, maybe he still wants to sign with the Cardinals. Maybe he's just doing a job.
He's doing his part.
Oh, man. Do a job, kid. Stop saying that in the third base coaching box.
Whoa.
Youth coaches.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's one of the best.
3 claps. Do a job, kid.
Do a job is one of the best things that you can say as a baseball fan.
I've never heard this coach. Before. Why is that a phrase now? Do a job.
That's been a phrase
it's
for a
so
long time.
It's so vague.
It is true. That's very vague. That's why I was asking about it.
Hey, if everyone does their job, guess what happens? You win baseball games, Annie.
Exactly. You know what drives me crazy, too, from when I was a kid? Is that sometimes you'd be up there to bat against a pitcher. Other times, you'd be up against a belly itcher. And so you'd have to call it out every time.
I'm so over you right now. There was another cool headline from this weekend at the ballpark. A couple of games that were on national television. And you may or may not have seen...
The kid
umpire.
Yay!
Did you guys see the kid umpire?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So, basically, what this was, and if you're saying, oh, he kind of looked familiar, well, that's because during spring training, this was a thing again. His name is Bradley Vinson. He's 13 years old, and he lives in the Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Bradley Range.
He lives in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and he went down.
Do you not like this kid?
No, I just would never do anything like that.
Bradley hates the kid.
Bradley doesn't like him. Our Brad doesn't like Bradley.
Well, listen, so there can harsh, only Brad. Be one.
Yeah, right? Brad is eliminating other Brads.
There's too many Brads on the show today already.
Yep. There's been a
and
lot.
And we're just adding another one.
Yeah, Brad Halber.
Yeah, he needs to move. Brad, you need to move from O'Fallon out to Highland so you can be a Highlander because there can be only one.
There can only be one.
That probably makes sense. That kid was so cute.
So Bradley wants to be a major league umpire, and his dad said that, hey, we're going to ump all these games, and you're going to have some fun with it. And he was a little bit nervous at first going into the spring training game, and then he just said, I'm going to have fun with it. So now, obviously, he's gone super viral. You can see the video up on the stream. I mean, he has the identical MLB umpire uniform to the
kid's
mask,
wearing a chest protector,
the uniform, everything, and he looks. I mean, the mimics, the movements, everything is just like
this
an umpire would be.
Reminded
at the
me
level.
So much of my grade school basketball career. We had a very good team going in eighth grade. Played in third place in state, third place game. We had a great team, and one of my teammates had a little nephew who was, gosh, maybe 5. Or so, and he wore a referee uniform to all of our games and would stand on the sideline and do little referee things and mimic the referees the whole time. And
it's
I saw
so
this
cute.
And it reminded me of it, and I love that.
He quoted here saying, my dream is to umpire a World Series and call a perfect game with perfect calls for balls and strikes.
If a woman can do it, he can too.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Her first pitch, she got wrong.
That's what I saw too.
I don't care. I just thought.
Overall, she did pretty well. The ump scorecard was right around league average.
Do you want her or do you want Angel Hernandez?
Oh, her. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I think what we have here is Ethan calling that umpire a 10.
I think that he did.
She's a dime.
I think that he likes her.
That is not at all what
in
was
said. In
an
inappropriate way for a married man.
Ryan, I think we got to go. We have Jimmy.
We were hinting at it. And then I said it.
Yeah. I'm done.
If there's more, we'll get to it after Jimmy Failla, who's next up on the show. Join us on the Andy Fry YouTube chat. Come say hi to Jimmy Failla. He's going to be with us here. And we got a cool thing happening coming up in the only scoop we've given you so far is January. So stick around for that. Jimmy Failla on the Andy Fry Show next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the loud voices that scare people from saying what they believe and make you think twice about a joke or whatever, you know, these things. And, you know, a lot of their points are valid, but a lot of them are also just repulsive. And I mean, they were in that they repel people from they go like, oh, you're no fun. I don't want to be around you. And I think that if you had to boil it down to like one thing, that's kind of what it is. It's like. Oh, you're no fun. I don't want to be part of your group.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel talking about repulsive voices in the Democrat Party and people are not participating in doing their things or being repelled for them. Jimmy Failla, can you explain this to me? There's a lot of Jimmys in the world right now. Jimmy Failla with us on the Andy Fry Show. We are so excited to have you here. Jimmy Kimmel, it's like you almost got it. It's like that commercial. Like you almost had it there. repulsive liberal voices. What do you think?
I know, Annie, it is so wild that Jimmy Kimmel lecturing us on repulsive liberal voices, it would be like J.B. Pritzker lecturing us on the obesity problem in this country.
Oh, you know your audience. Like,
you do understand.
Yeah.
You do understand the limitations of this critique, sir, but I don't think he does. I think the biggest problem, like facing people on the left is a lack of self-awareness. Like, and I say that as a guy, you know, I dress like a figure skater who let himself go, but I know that. I don't like get on TV and pretend it's going well. This is a cry for help. You know that, Annie.
Yeah. It's wild to watch people who have no self-awareness whatsoever. None. It's fun to be around people who completely understand this is what I bring to the table. It is what it is. Then you can have an honest conversation. The Colbert's, like, he doesn't seem to get it at all. He's been canceled and he still doesn't seem to get it.
Well, he wants to get fired before the firing. Because he wants like that martyr street cred thing, which, by the way, if you're listening, you know, in St. Louis and you guys want to visit New York and go to Colbert, I get tickets to Colbert. They're $10 to get in and $500 to get out.
This is a hostage situation.
Yeah, you do not want to be there. But that is their problem, is they keep playing to the shrinking audience. Like what everyone was supposed to learn from the Sydney Sweeney controversy is that no one is dignifying this garbage anymore. We're not living in a pretend America where anybody thinks there's a correlation to Hitler because of Sydney Sweeney and her boobs. The CEO of America, I mean, the CEO of American Eagle is Jewish. He was not sitting around in the boardroom going, I've got it. Nazi coding through cleavage. Come on.
Is this one of the most brilliant marketing campaigns? Because how much, like, you think about creating an ad campaign, you know, Jimmy Fallon is speaking with us right now. You've been a part of a lot of marketing. You essentially want people to talk about it. And whatever they're talking, you just want them to be talking. And they couldn't have paid for the amount of coverage that they are getting when it comes to this Gene ad through Sydney Sweeney.
It is amazing. And it's always the case that when people on the left get mad at something, they amplify it to the point that everyone now sees it. Like this ad would have came and gone in 48 hours in the news cycle. You know, it might have stuck around for 72 in my hard drive. But the point is, most people would have been done with it in 48 and we would have just moved on. But the idea that they not only blew the week on it, but then last week they went, did you see them go in on the German Shepherd last week?
Mm-mm.
Where they were like, oh, last week, I had to cover this on Fox and Friends a couple days in a row. They said, because she has a German Shepherd, that's another sign that this is not the outreach. Except there's one small problem. Joe Biden had two German Shepherds in the White House.
Biting people.
Listen, I said this on my TV show. You got to defend the dog on this one. If you're walking around with a dog nose in a White House with that much cocaine, you'd be hopped up, Annie. You'd be a hopped up gal.
Oh, man, I have no experience, but I'll take your word from it. Jimmy Fallon with us right now. You know, watching Fox News's Greg Gutfeld go on to Jimmy Fallon, we were discussing this a little bit earlier on our show, Jimmy, and they're not on at the same time. So it is possible that you can watch Greg Gutfeld and then pick and choose the next person you're going to turn on if you're interested in entertainment and a little bit of lightheartedness. What was Jimmy Fallon's play here? Why have somebody who you could consider to be direct competition, why have somebody like that come on your show and platform them that way?
Well, I do think this is a win for Jimmy Fallon, and I'll tell you why. He did not want to be doing what he was forced to do with his show, meaning go activist and take kind of a Colbert approach to late night. If you remember, he got in trouble during the 2016 election for mussing Trump's hair, and they claimed he had normalized Donald Trump. The only problem with that argument is Donald Trump was the highest rated primetime host on NBC for 16 consecutive years, which means NBC normalized Donald Trump 16 years before he sat down with Fallon.
That's a great point.
If you remember, when Saturday Night Live reacted to Trump winning the election by having Kate McKinnon sing Hallelujah and cry, they were doing so in a season in which Donald Trump had hosted the show. He hosted SNL in June of that year. So how did we go from please say hello to this week's host, Donald Trump, too. We're now living under Nazi rule because the guy who hosted in June is now the president. And it was such performative stupidity. But Fallon had to play along because that's where the late night market temporarily swung because of Colbert. And what Fallon bringing Greg on represented to me was a win for himself behind the scenes, because he was saying to the rest of America, hey, I don't want to be a part of this one-note angry thing. So I think that was the play. It was a win for him in programming. In terms of Greg, I just think Greg's audience was confused because they've never seen Greg sit next to someone who uses more hair product than Jesse Waters. They were like, what is this? Oh. What's even happening?
What did you think of Jimmy or of Greg Gutfeld jumping into what looked like an unexpected Jimmy Fallon embrace?
Well, it's a perk of being 5'1". Is if you do that, it's still going to be okay. You know what I mean? You can't do that if you're 6'2". So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was cute. I thought it was endearing. I mean, as a comic, you don't want comedy to be standoffish. You want it to be fun. You want it to be inviting. Because again, comedy doesn't have a political party. Comedy is a party. And if you were throwing an actual party, you wouldn't be asking people who they voted for on the way into your yard. You'd just be like, if you're cool, come in. If you suck, get out.
Yes.
So I rooted for this. I thought it was a good deal.
That's amazing. Jimmy Fallon with us right now. And I want to use this as an opportunity where I'm so glad to be working with 97.1 FM Talk here, to be working with you. Jimmy Fallon is coming to the Factory in Chesterfield, the same event that we had Brian Kilmeade at earlier this year. Jimmy, he dressed me up as a nun. I didn't know.
He put you in the show?
Yes. And he handed me the nun costume after I got to the event. Didn't know leading up to it that it was going to involve that. But it was a great time had by all. And your event is going to be Saturday, January 24th at the Factory. I think this is the best venue in the entire area to do a show. And Jimmy Fallon is coming to it January 24th. And my understanding is tickets are available now.
Let's go. They're at foxacrossamerica.com or you can get them at the Chesterfield. Listen, Kilmeade told me it was the best venue he played last year, but he just said he had this one nun that really sucked.
I'm not a good nun for a lot of reasons.
That's probably Mark Cox from the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Knock it off, right?
Oh, no, the layoff Cox. That's amazing. I love that.
What do you do? Like, what does this show entail? You're talking about comedy as a party. We know you bring that to the table every time you're at a microphone, but people coming Saturday, January 24th to the Factory, 8 p.m. show, what are they going to get?
They're going to get me in my natural habitat. You see, what's happening here at Fox is, you know, I started out as a cab driver and a comedian. I'm kind of a feral cat. And Fox domesticated me. And they taught me how to live in the house without peeing on the furniture. Stand-up is my chance to sneak out into the yard and kill a few birds. So you're going to see a very raw version of what I do on TV and radio. It's essentially an hour of things that would get me fired if I said them on TV. There's a Q&A. There's a meet and greet. I ask politely that you grope my right butt cheek because I got squeezed so many times in Pennsylvania this weekend that if you look at me, I'm sitting to the side right now. That's why I'm holding the camera so close to my face like I don't know any better. I'm leaning on my elbow for butt support right now because somebody with this big giant Dikembe Mutombo hands grabbed my butt cheek at the end of the meet and greet. For real, Annie? And I hear a voice go, I just need to know what a TV ass feels like. For real. And I said, I'm sorry if it wasn't the one you've been fantasizing about. And he goes, oh, it was. It was.
That's a lot. That's a tall order for St. Louisans at the Factory.
Well, he asked politely.
Yes, he did. It was very kind. That Midwest nice. You'll be just fine here. Jimmy Fallon, we're so excited for this event. It's coming in January. Saturday, January 24th, an 8 p.m. show, Jimmy Fallon at the Factory. That's my husband's birthday, so I'm going to tell him, like, let's go to a show and maybe we'll make a weekend of it. We're so excited to have you here.
Hot damn. I love it. I can't wait to hang. This is a big deal, Annie.
It is a
you
big
don't need
deal.
Your nun. You don't need your nun costume either. Let's go.
Yeah, thank you.
You work on an outfit for the birthday boy.
There you go. It's not going to be a habit. That's not what it's going to turn into. Jimmy Fallon, we're grateful to have you. Come back again on the show. We'd love to have you back.
For sure.
And look forward to seeing you in January.
Oh, you're the best, Annie. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. I'm excited about this show. These are the types of shows that, you know, if you've got that Fox News connection, you kind of understand, like you have an entry-level understanding of the company you're going to keep. But after that, all bets are off. So I'm really looking forward to see what he brings and the amount of 97.1 listeners that I anticipate will be at this Jimmy Fallon show at the Factory in January. I think it's going to be quite a fun party for people just like you listening right now. And I hope to be there. I'm looking forward to it.
He is so fast. He's so fast and quick-witted. I really enjoyed his show. I didn't know that much about him until we started carrying his show every evening.
He does a great show too.
I when I'm in the car, I find myself staying in the car longer because he just kind of draws you into segments. He uses so many drops. He's a super funny guy. By the way, I need to point out that you said you wouldn't be in the habit, and it meant two things. It was great end. Good job. I mean, Jimmy Fallon brought probably more jokes than you did, but that one was really good.
You said you hated me in the earlier hour, and now
but
you're complimenting me.
But I said also that was supposed to be funny.
This feels like a manipulative relationship.
No, not at all. No, I'm just genuinely in awe, really, of the double meaning of habit when you said that. I'm like, Jimmy Fallon probably now thinks that you're comedic gold.
Why do you
because
say it
he
like
already
that?
Is comedic.
What do you mean? What?
He probably
Jimmy
was very impressed
Fallon
by that.
Now thinks that you are probably...
Yeah. He came into that thinking, well, she's a great host. You know, Ryan thinks that she's good, too. He probably thought that. But then you said that, and he was like, whoa. And he probably wrote it down. You'll probably hear it on his show today. Not that he's going to steal material, but...
Yeah, I'm sure on his show he'll be talking about that St. Louis radio host who wore a nun in Brian Kilmeade's show.
I don't know how he'll work it in, but he's that good.
I have it. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you.
I think I've done enough here.
No, you did a great job.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good interview.
Let's go to break. I don't know what else to do. Can we get back to the other normal stuff when we come
sure.
back? All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Something's in the air. Whoa. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're talking with Steve Moore at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. When he was at the White House talking about how income and wages are up, I put this on X, I retweeted it, and I was like, I'm not really 100% sure I'm feeling this in my own personal finances. Do you feel the Trump effect in your own personal finances yet?
No, not yet. No,
I can maybe see it in like my investments. My 401k looks great. But it's we have to always remember that, like, when you're cheering for the red team or you're cheering for the blue team, that the political win should only be the beginning of your expectations. The material of the policy that follows afterwards needs to be where you really determine whether or not it's a winning strategy or not. I think that the ground that has been covered in 200 days of this administration is so significant, but boy, were we starting so far back behind the starting line to try to catch up to where, like, okay, if you're going to make America great again, what does that even mean? We have dug such a deep hole that it will require a lot of work to get out of the hole, and that's where you're just like at your level even.
Yeah, exactly. You can say all day, and it's good, that inflation has leveled off. But that's not something you go and notice. You notice when it goes up. You don't notice that it's staying the same. You're not like, oh, look, I'm noticing that when I buy cereal, it's the same as it was 3 months ago, especially hasn't been that long yet. What needs to happen for people to really notice it is you see jobs continue to go up. You see wages continue to rise to meet what inflation has been. There's always a lag there. I think you're going to see that in Trump's term. Wages starting to finally catch up to what inflation has been. That's when you'll notice it. And there's been a lot of investment promised in America. That stuff will pay off. And it's not just from countries. You always hear the big country, oh, the EU is going to put $800 billion in the U.S. That's going to take time. But companies are also moving their operations here. You know, Apple just keeps floating more and more money. And there's a lot of those. Not all of them are $100 billion. Some of them are $10 billion. You know, but they'll add up. But it just takes time.
Before we get to the YouTube live chat poll results today, we're asking you, have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Let us know there what you think. I just came across this on X, and I wanted to make sure I found like a not just an influencer tweeting about this or posting about this. ABC News reports from earlier today that the Supreme Court formally asked to overturn landmark same-sex marriage ruling. Have you seen this?
No.
I didn't.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I haven't seen this yet either. Devin Dwyer give credit where credit is due on this article posted on ABC News. 10 years after the Supreme Court extended marriage rights to same-sex couples nationwide, the justices this fall will consider for the first time whether to take up a case that explicitly asks them to overturn that decision. Kim Davis, the former Kentucky County Clerk, who was jailed for 6 days in 2015 after refusing to issue marriage licenses to a gay couple on religious grounds, is appealing a $100,000 jury verdict for emotional damages plus $260,000 for attorney's fees in a petition for writ of certiorari. I don't know how to say that. Filed last month, Davis argues First Amendment protection for free exercises of religion immunizes her from personal liability for the denial of marriage licenses. More fundamentally, she claims the High Court's decision in Obergefell v. Hodges, extending marriage rights to same-sex couples under the 14th Amendment's due process protections, was, quote, egregiously wrong. Davis's attorney wrote in the petition, quote, the mistake must be corrected. He calls Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion in Obergefell legal fiction. Well, that will be interesting to follow.
Even if the Supreme Court takes this case, that headline is salacious, because the chances of them deciding in the Kim Davis case to overturn the
her legal freedoms to
gay marriage, they could rule in her favor and still not overturn gay marriage.
Correct.
Which I would say is probably likely if they take the case at all. So that headline is misleading.
ABC News reports the petition appears to mark the first time since 2015 that the court has been formally asked to overturn the landmark marriage decision. Davis is seen as one of the only Americans currently with legal standing to bring a challenge to the precedent. Quote, if there was ever a case of exceptional importance, the first individual in the Republic's history who was jailed for following her religious convictions regarding the historic definition of marriage, this should be it. We'll follow it.
Certainly.
That's a lot. YouTube live chat poll for today. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Yes or no? Brad, you?
No, but we noticed that they were going up, and my wife was on top of this, and she got us into an agreement that locked us in our prices. Otherwise, ours would have gone up.
Are you talking about budget billing or working with a different provider?
I think it's through the city of O'Fallon, so it might be budget billing. But
billing is usually through Ameren, right?
So then it...
I don't know.
No, it's like a co-op, an electrical co-op.
A lot of cities do that.
Yeah. And so we did that, and at the beginning of the year it was higher than everybody else's, but now we don't regret
it. Ethan, have you had higher power bills?
I have not, thankfully.
Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Me too, big time.
247 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? 62% of voters say yes, 38% say no.
Well, for the 38% who haven't experienced yet, I hope it stays that way, for sure. But something's definitely going to have to give for a lot of these people. And again, thinking about those on fixed incomes, I don't really know how you sustain this for very long. And I don't really love... What, did you say, Ryan, it was Ameren who was like, it'll go down in October?
No, there were spokespeople saying that for consumer advocacy or something.
I'm going to have to wait and see on that. All right, the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative, is coming next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.